It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A meerkat expert has been sentenced over assault on a monkey handler.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Guys, there's Kevin right
Kevin.
There.
Hi, Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin. Kevin. Kevin.
Boy, better be good after all that. More summer songs on the way for you. All summer songs today. We're trying to get through the cold, and we looked at the 15-day forecast, and it's not really going to be above freezing for two more weeks. Sorry. And so summer songs today, and news is brought to you by Zero Res.
Well, today is National Margarita Day.
Yeah, ooh, that'll do it.
The day is claimed to have been founded by a few dozen bartenders. It's hard to trace back exactly where it started, but the bottom line is, suck down a margarita or two today.
I thought Cinco de Mayo was.
That too. Yeah. Warren, remember the last time you had a margarita?
I don't.
Bruce?
Long time ago.
Would you like them, Bruce, or are they considered too spicy for you?
That's actually funny.
Warren, I also don't remember the last time I had a margarita.
Hey-o! Different reason.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first one, just not the last one?
Yeah.
Some, do you love margaritas?
I love them. They might be my favorite drink of all drinks.
Yeah, same, by far.
I would say they're one that I never think of ordering unless I go to a Mexican place. You know, you go to dinner or whatever, you get one, and then you think, man, those are delicious. But I would never think of it going out to a bar. I think. Are you kind of the same way or not?
Yeah. Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. It would include
a
meal.
They are good.
Yeah.
We have them a lot at game night.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of the go-to game night beverage for my buddies is margaritas.
Do you just get the margarita mix? Is that like the easiest?
Yeah. One of my buddies.
Can't miss.
One of my buddies' girlfriends does a really good job with creating a good margarita.
Yeah. Get the bucket. That's always good.
Yeah. Delicious. Well, it's National Margarita Day. That should get you through your Friday, folks. I just want to do anything to help right now. That's
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank
you, Kevin.
It's also a summery drink, so it could counterattack mentally, counterattack the cold.
Right.
That's right. We're doing summer songs, and now I just given you National Margarita Day.
Take your vitamin D pill with it. You're all good.
Very weird that National Margarita Day is during the winter.
For sure. Yeah, that's weird.
Because it does seem like a very summery drink.
I feel like the 3rd of July would be better.
Yeah. Today should be National Hot Chocolate Day.
Right? Yes.
Correct.
That is, great point. It was just the fact that they wanted to try to get somebody through winter.
That's a
great call. Have been that thinking.
Yep.
And well done.
Story number two.
Kevin, do you do yours regular, like, I don't know what it is.
Blended or on the rocks?
Yeah, blended or on the rocks. Or?
Man, I go back and forth which one I like more. I think most of the time it is on the rocks, but on a hot summer day, the blended is so good.
I'd say on the rocks, indoors, blended outdoors in the summer.
See, there it is. Great answer.
Thank you.
Slim, which way do you prefer?
It's always summer in Mexico.
Usually.
I am used to be blended only, and now I am on the rocks only.
Whoa.
So I have
a grown up.
I know. That is part of my growing up process. I am now on the rocks. But yeah, Kev, I was all blended originally.
Oh, and quick side note just to go along with this. I wish they would have put these days closer together because there's a day in between. But Sunday is National Tortilla Chip Day.
Oh, what are they doing? Just not thinking it out.
Hallelujah.
Come on, guys.
Go get your favorite dip. Enjoy some tortilla chips on Sunday. Warren and Bruce, because you guys don't like anything spicy, do you like tortilla chips or do you not like them because usually people dip them in salsa or whatever?
I will crunch a few of them.
But nothing on it.
Nothing on it.
No, just dry. Okay.
Just dry.
Warren?
I like them. I wouldn't put anything. Well, like when we go out to Rancho Alegre in Deer Park, I try a little bit of the dip stuff, but not very much.
The dip stuff.
Yeah.
Salsa? Ketchup?
Salsa.
Hot ketchup.
Yeah.
I used to, but I don't do it anymore.
Oh. Yeah. Hot ketchup.
But you do like the chips themselves.
Yeah, I sure do.
It's just the dipping sauce
don't like. Yeah.
Thanks for the salsa today for the eggs, Bruce. Appreciated that.
You're welcome.
I did make a bit of a boo-boo. The opening on that salsa is about the size of a manhole cover. And I started to pour it, and then a baseball-sized chunk came out and just went. So I drank my eggs. And
you made a little mess.
Yeah, you did. Not going to lie, it was pretty funny.
Did you see how much there was on there, Slim?
That was unbelievable.
I looked down and I was like, oh, God, do I take more eggs or just suck it up? Yeah, like, so I just took a straw and sucked it up.
Yeah. Good thing you like salsa.
Yeah, for sure.
Worked out good. All right, well, we have a world record we need to discuss.
Okay, then.
An Ontario man now holds a world record. Ted Hastings is his name. Actually, I think his name is Hastings. It's not important to the story.
Oh, I remember that store out there in the valley, Hastings. I'd go there and get some movies and stuff.
I actually legitimately miss Hastings.
Yeah.
Target has now become my go-to store for
popcorn.
If I need something to do, what's that?
For popcorn?
Popcorn. No. Oh, okay. Popcorn and a light snack.
Yeah. No. If I need something to do, I will walk around inside a store.
Oh,
and Target is now the store I do that at. But it used to be Hastings.
Yeah, that was
and
good.
And I could walk through a Hastings forever, looking at books, looking at magazines, looking at movie covers.
Such variety.
Yeah, there was a lot to do in there.
You can go to a bookstore now, you can go to a Barnes & Noble or whatever, and still kind of get that vibe, but no, but they don't have all the stuff. Like, Hastings had headphones.
Yeah, right.
I felt like they had stuff for kids, too, where like a bookstore probably doesn't, you know? So you'd be more age, you could age range was a lot bigger. Hastings didn't have a place, did they have like a place for food?
They had, like you said, they had the popcorn up front.
But they didn't have, like, doesn't, like, Barnes & Noble have a coffee place in it?
The one on the South Hill did put a coffee place in it.
Oh, that's right, Kev. They did.
The Hastings
did? The Hard Book Cafe or whatever it was called.
Well, okay. Yeah.
But
they're just inviting you to stay in there forever.
You could rent movies there, guys.
Yeah.
They should have had places. Go in and get a movie and rent it.
They should have had places in there, like a little place where you could walk in and there would be a little, like, a place to watch the movie. You know, you have coffee, you could have a, like a little mini theater.
Boy, I like that idea, Jay. That's pretty good. Let's reopen a bookstore.
Okay.
Let's do it. People love books still. Wait.
Well, this man was flipping through the Guinness Book of World Records with his 11-year-old son when they came across the record for the most T-shirts worn at one time.
Yes.
Okay, we can beat this. That's dumb. We can beat this
And
number.
He said, not wanting to disappoint my son, we said, you know what? I bet you that's one we could beat. So he did.
This isn't a speed one, though, right? It's not like when Slim did the most underwear in a... Was it a minute?
In 1 minute.
Yeah.
Ripped my fingers wide open between my thumb and my index because to put the underwear on, I was doing a technique where I would grab them and then I'd slide my hands around the edges, right? So I've got the front of the underwear, you pull it up, and then you slide around the back to tighten it.
Pull it up. Oh,
yeah. And I cut, because we did it so many times, the elastic cut both of my... The skin in between my index finger and thumb
web.
Right there in the web. Yeah,
a little flap.
And it hurt like crazy for days.
Something we hadn't thought out.
No.
Why would you? Well, yeah. Oh, but you better put gloves on so that elastic doesn't cut your... What? No.
We can do this. If it's not timed, Kev, we can beat this. What number
it is
do we
not
have
timed, so here's the deal. He ordered shirts. He wears about a medium.
Okay.
So he started with that and then just kept building up to 20XL.
Okay.
He got those from India because that's what you need in order to put that many shirts on.
20XL.
How many shirts?
I had no idea they made that.
I'm now nervous.
He beat the record by 3 more than the previous record.
Okay.
His quote says, "When it got to 100 shirts, I was like, this is possible. This is not going to be bad. Then around the 150 shirt mark, I thought it was one of the dumbest things I'd signed up for in a long time." The weight of the shirts became so constricting as their mass continued to grow. You have to assume that each shirt is close to a pound when you're talking about shirts, especially 10XL to 20XL.
Yeah.
He beat the record by putting on 260 shirts.
Gosh.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I would be hard to breathe.
Jay?
And claustrophobic as all get out.
Oh, boy. Jay, have you seen the picture?
He said, as happy as I was to break the record, I would describe the experience as generally awful.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Whoa.
Jay, look at the picture. I'm going to post the picture on our socials.
260 shirts.
His head is disappearing.
I don't think we can understand how big it is, right, Jay? It's like.
No, and that guy's only got. The picture I have is 224. And look at that. Look at that guy, you guys.
Oh, he was only at 224 at the time?
Well, yeah, and it's literally like it's creeping up above his chin because obviously they're stacking together.
It looks like a cartoon.
It looks like a cartoon.
I don't know. The breathing thing would be...
260 shirts. Yeah, at least that's like 260 pounds on your shoulders.
Whoa. Yeah.
It was a bit restricting, he said.
A bit restricting.
Well, he can't see. His head's under the last shirt. Like under the
how does he get
him
on?
Well, he has help for sure. Yeah, he's got 3 people trying to get those shirts on him.
Ridiculous. How long did it take? Does it say that?
Well, this guy's sitting down, too, because of that, because of the weight.
Oh, smart idea. Yeah, but also probably harder to breathe, too,
for
sitting down.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sure that was one of those, like, we're thinking right now, this, we could do this. And then you start it, and you go, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Again, he described it as
we
generally
stack
awful.
Some cereal boxes.
Yeah, it's literally up past his eyebrows. Look at those shirts.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
All right, well, that picture will be on our social media if you want to see a man wearing 260 shirts.
I mean, it's stupid.
Well, and I got to ask, I mean, that's 20XL. I mean, they probably don't sell a whole lot of those.
Did you see how much he, wait. Oh, he raised money for a charity. I see.
Okay. Oh, cool. Okay.
I thought this was how much he spent for the T-shirts. He raised $11,000 for a playground, which is awesome. I was thinking, wait, you spent $11,000 for those T-shirts?
Yeah, really.
Got a good deal.
Man.
Never
story
work
number
again.
Three.
Well, at least he can cover the playground with that 20XL.
Yeah.
Great point. Finally today, I just bring you this one. A Chinese student has been in trouble now. Using a handwriting robot to complete his homework faster.
I say give him an A.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. He made a robot that does handwriting? Yeah, you win, kid.
100%. A plus.
Jay, Kevin, and Slim in the morning.
Wow.
The big 99.9.
Summer songs. Lots of requests on the text line for this one. If we're going to do summer songs, you kind of got to do this one. On tune.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Make it hit. But I have a question.
Oh, here we go.
Kevin James.
Do they give you normal people pills or, you know?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Friday crew's here. Warren's got to leave soon. You know, that's why he's eating so fast, because he's really only here for the food. What? I'm sorry, Warren. That's totally not fair to you.
It's true, though.
Sorry, you have to go to work so early, but
I
you get
too.
To get done early, so that's a benefit.
I wished I could stay till the end of the show and then still go home at 4:30 today.
That'd be the best of both worlds.
I would be.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay.
But thanks for making your way in anyway. We appreciate that.
Real quick question off of the Twitter line. Do you guys miss Hastings more or actual movie rental places like Blockbuster or Premier Video, whatever they are, more?
I didn't like the video stores only because it was way too many selections. You'd go in there and my head would just spin and I didn't really know and I'd take too long to pick. It was almost too much for me. So then a lot of times I just leave with nothing.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. There's like 500 titles. Oh,
there was a bunch.
And then always the one I wanted was not in stock. I hated that. So I don't miss those. I would say Hastings more.
Yep, I'm with you on Hastings.
Yeah, Hastings had everything, and I love the music part, too.
That was solid.
Yep, sure.
Great to buy your music. I mean, it's where I bought all my music for a long, long time, before you could just touch a button on your phone.
Right.
I was up north, speaking of Hastings, I always used to go to the one up north. I was up north the other day, guess what I did?
What'd you do?
I got lunch, and guess what I got?
Did you go to Didier's?
I sure did.
Did you get a bacon burger?
I sure did. And it was still really, really good.
Good.
And I started laughing because I didn't know what I wanted to get for food. Normally, I just go and snag something quick. And I thought, no, Warren talks about the Didier's bacon burger all the time.
Yeah.
I've got to have it. I had it. It was awesome. I loved it. So thank you yet again.
You're welcome.
You do not lead me astray.
They're the only reason we know about that.
Yeah. I suppose.
That's true.
Yeah.
It really is. It's like our show led people to Didier's Bacon Burgers.
Yes.
They should name it after you.
Yes.
Warren's Bacon Burger.
That would be great.
Warren Bacon Burger.
Because I think they call it Mike's Bacon Burger, I think.
Oh, we got to change that.
It's terrible. Mike's done nothing.
Yeah, we got to get that fixed.
Warren,
come on, man.
It's yours. It is funny how sometimes our show will say stuff and then it makes, like, 100% Warren, you also led me to Famous Dave's.
Yeah.
You're talking about Famous Dave's and how much you loved it. When I was finally in a city where I could go to one, I went, and I gotta tell you, Famous Dave's is the real deal.
Yeah, it should be Famous Warren's.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
so good.
Should.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So good. And yesterday, I got a couple pictures throughout the day of people who went and got Cinnabon.
Yeah. Oh, because
we talked about cinnamon rolls and sticky buns all day yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
And then people just said, you guys, thanks. Thanks to your show. Look what I've had to do.
Right.
Gained a pound.
Yeah.
Did you get one, Sean? Because you thought about it a lot.
I did not, Warren. By the time I left here, it was past that morning.
Yeah.
that morning feeling I was ready for lunch food.
Now, as if Cinnabon didn't have a good enough product, then they had to come out with those little dots.
The mini ones?
Yeah. The little mini ones.
Really?
Ridiculous.
Well, you don't feel as guilty.
Right, but you still eat twice as many.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
that's ridiculous.
Whole package of them.
Are there other things that we have done that forced you to do something? Like we've talked about it, and then you're like, oh, man, I got to do that. That's a great idea.
The Zags.
Zags?
Watching
convinced
Zags.
You into
that is, you know what? That is That's hilarious because I guarantee you, you're not alone on that. Where our show has talked about Gonzaga for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably one of those where a lot of people are just like, okay.
All right, well, I'll check it
I'm
out.
I'm going to check it out.
Because Warren's not a basketball fan. I mean, you're a Zags fan. You're not a sports fan in general.
No. Yeah. Now, when I retire, Bruce sometimes comes down here and watches the different high school.
Like the State Bees and stuff?
Yeah,
yes. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
I think I might do that.
Okay.
Oh, that's an experience.
That's a community thing,
Yeah.
I like that one. Good one.
There's a chance I might even try to start watching football.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I went to one game last
year. You went to a high school football game, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And?
Well, it was fun because
atmosphere.
It was between Riverside and Deer Park.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
And so, yeah, it was fun.
Felt a connection.
Yeah. Okay. To both sides.
It's
just, I mean, you're great, Warren. But you're right. The Gonzaga one is a very good one where our show led you into Gonzaga. Oh, quick rundown of the game last night. We don't really like to do breakdowns of the game, but Warren, we always like to hear your input on what you saw last night in the Gonzaga game.
Well,
30 seconds of sports.
Here's Warren.
Well, I listened to the first half on the way home because I got off at 6 o'clock.
Right.
So I listened to Huddy and Mo.
Yeah.
And I love listening to those guys, especially Mo, because needless to say, he played the game and he's darn good at it.
Sure.
Then when I got home, number 15, Clark, right?
Yeah.
That guy, they even said they didn't expect that much out of him, and he is phenomenal. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon Clark.
And of course.
Oh, time's up. Thank you, though.
Welcome.
There it is, your Gonzaga update.
Remember, he listened on the way home, and then that 15 was good.
That's kind of how I felt.
Gosh, dang it, Warren.
I did watch the Netflix. I've watched Netflix specials also because of Warren.
Oh,
he has also made me do that. Warren will bring up something on the show that he watched on Netflix, and I will watch something over the weekend or start something because Warren gave it the thumbs up. That's happened multiple times for me.
Rick says pretty much every national day that we mention, he tries then. Like today, Margarita Day, he plans on trying one.
That is probably very true. Yeah. You hear those all the time during the news, and it's like, you know what? Well, they said it. We better do it.
Bruce and I just looked up the Guinness Book of World Record for the biggest margarita ever, 8,500 gallons.
Oh,
8,500. 8,500 gallons is the Guinness Book of World Records for the biggest margarita of all time.
Wow. What was it in?
What would you call that, Bruce?
Tanker?
It was a homemade gigantic cup.
Cool.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it looked like a dunk tank.
Well, yeah.
No, it was big.
It was huge.
Like a gas truck driving down the road.
Really?
But standing up.
That's crazy. Yeah. Okay. I could see that.
Imagine how much that cost.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Ooh,
man.
Yeah.
Who had to salt that rim?
And they do have big fake salt chunks all around the top of the,
fantastic.
Of the rim of the drink. 8,500 gallons of margarita.
It's a lot.
Crazy.
Monty, have you ever done anything because of the show? Like you heard us talking about it, and then you're like, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to actually do that.
I think so, but I got to think about it.
Yeah, can't remember anything. Bruce, like hunting without actually shooting, stuff like that?
Oh,
because of the show?
Oh, wait, you're the one who introduced that to the show.
Yes.
My bad.
So, yeah.
I totally twisted that up.
A lot of people have tried the Maui steaks at the market over there on, is it Bargain Market?
Yeah.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
No, it's not that.
Bargain Giant. Is that what it's called?
Hang on.
The one on Empire.
Yes.
Empire
and Nevada?
Giant.
No, Crestline.
Crestline and Empire.
Crestline and Empire. Oh.
Yeah.
Bargain Giant.
Empire and Strikes Back?
Oh, gosh, look at the time.
Hey, you got to go to work.
I got to go, don't I?
Jeez, thanks.
Oh, darn it. You were just getting warmed up, obviously.
I was. Crickets.
Bad joke.
Why am I laughing? Oh, yeah.
Why are you the only one laughing?
Monica says I laugh at everything, and I
do. Monica from work?
Yes, Monica.
Don't you think you should go see her now?
Oh, she won't be there till 11.
No, well, maybe you can warm it up for her.
Dennis Patchen just walked by my studio and showed me the stupidest picture I've seen all day. It is unbelievable. So the Eastern Eagles are supposed to play basketball against Northern Arizona this weekend.
Yeah.
Flagstaff, where Northern Arizona is located, the university, got 31 and a half inches of snow.
Already then.
Yesterday, DP?
A 24-hour period Thursday, and it continues to snow, so they got even more than that.
There is a picture Dennis just showed me. So if you feel bad about our weather, Dennis just pulled up a picture. It has snowed up to the bottom on a stop sign, to the very bottom of the stop sign.
Sakes.
So you can almost start to lose the stop sign in the snow. That's how much snow they have in Flagstaff right now.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's Flagstaff's where the people like in Phoenix go to cool down, like in the summer.
Yeah, it's known for getting some snow. Because
it's like 7,000 feet elevation or whatever it is.
It's real similar to here as far as
31 inches.
That's a ton of snow.
Oh, my gosh.
And it snowed in Vegas yesterday or the day before, was it, Kev? What was it?
Flagstaff, Arizona sets an all-time snow record as major snowstorm buries southwestern U.S.
Yeah, and again, it's not that they get snow. It's that they got 2.5 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
And Vegas, you're not supposed to ever get snow. And the fact that they got a couple inches is just ridiculous.
Just want a picture of Scottsdale I just saw.
This is the dumbest. It's the dumbest picture. Guys, the snow is going to cover up the street names.
Wow.
do you do at that point?
So wait, are they not playing basketball then?
I don't.
Lack of effort.
What, are they going to play the game, DP?
They're trying. Idaho was in Flagstaff last night. They're trying to get to Cedar City. Eastern was in Cedar City. They're trying to get to Flagstaff. So good luck.
That's
oh, my gosh.
How much did they get? 35 inches, you said?
31.5 inches in a 24 hours. The most they've ever gotten Flagstaff in one day.
That's insane.
You think the schools are closed?
Okay. Time for you to go to work, Warren.
Okay.
Time to go.
Okay.
This is not a garbage question. The Big
99.9 Coyote Country. Summer songs, and this one got requested. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
Kevin, you got it?
Oh, yeah. A Little Vacation by T-Rett.
Look at that. I wish. Not to Flagstaff, though.
My girl.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I went to hang a picture at my house the other day, and I don't have a hammer.
Kevin James.
I think I have more tools on my hip than you have in your house.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, well, Monty's here, and Bruce is here, because the only ones who actually care about the Friday show.
Right.
And others have jobs and lives, which...
yeah, you two don't.
Heaven...
Well, wait a minute.
I mean that with love.
Right, right. That doesn't...
You have the life we all love.
Yeah.
I do. Well, you guys have the life
sure
we all
do.
Love.
You for sure do.
We have the life you love?
Yeah.
Oh.
4 hours a day.
Right? Part-time job?
Yeah, right. It's all you have to do.
Slim, what's your other job? Because I know
job?
Yeah, you only work 4 hours a day.
Home management.
Home management, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Are you good at it?
No.
Okay. No. Oh, no.
No, minimum wage job there.
He's entry level.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He's very entry level.
Did you guys hear him yesterday when Slim was going through and they were inspecting his new house and the guy was telling him if he ever had drain clog, not to use any sort of product down the drain, to just take the trap out and clean it out himself.
Right. Oh, that had to go well.
Yeah, he looked at him like man was from outer space.
Yeah, I asked the guy, I said, is that something I could like look up a YouTube video for? And the man's head popped up immediately, Bruce, and he looked at me like, okay, that's the easiest thing you have to do, and you don't know what I'm talking about. You shouldn't be doing this.
Oh, you shouldn't be a homeowner.
Have you thought about renting or getting a handyman?
Well, yeah, that's why I was like, we have Max.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
True. You do have your buddy Max. He'll take care of
him. Or Bruce.
Yeah,
or Monty.
Knowing people who know, that's all you need.
I want to learn it, though. Like, that is one thing. I will say this. I have this urge to learn how to fix stuff. I never am going to be good at it, but I want to at least learn a little bit so that I could potentially work my way through.
Yeah, the good news is if you have a friend, watching your friend do it one time, usually you pick up on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like you said, you won't be great at it. It might take you 10 times longer.
Sure. Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, and I think, and you're right, with the YouTube, too, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
You can do YouTube at your own speed, at your house, without any embarrassment, and actually learn how to do stuff.
Yeah, I've done very minor car stuff because of YouTube, and thank you.
Ditto.
Yeah,
yeah,
really?
It actually comes in handy.
It sure does, yeah.
I had it just the other day where I was trying to get the battery out of my son's new car, and I was like,
How does this work?
It just, like, it was the most frustrating thing. I'm like, this is like trying to get a square peg through a round hole. It would not come out. I'm
Jaws
like,
of life?
How is it not coming out of there? It just didn't make sense, and so I finally had to YouTube it, and they're like, in the back, there's two little clips on this plastic thing. You clip those, and then it comes apart, and it slides out just like half an inch, and then you can get the battery. I'm like, that's the dumbest design ever. Thank God for YouTube, or I never would have got it out.
I will say YouTube videos are like finding the right guy at the hardware store.
Yes.
You know, you got, it depends who you ask, and it depends on what video you're watching, because sometimes you watch a YouTube video, and you're like, that was the worst I've ever seen. That I learned nothing. And then you go to the next guy, and you go, thank you.
Right. Bruce, yeah, right. Bruce, I need you to start a YouTube channel of fix-it stuff, but I need them to be, have you watched the Tasty videos for cooking?
Oh, yeah.
Those are videos on cooking. Yes, Monty.
Oh, no, I was going to wait till you finish.
Those,
no,
those
go
are
ahead.
Videos on cooking. Have you seen them, Monty? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
Tasty, really?
They're really quick. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're really quick.
They do
done
a recipe
in
like in a minute.
No, I understand that a lot of the projects I'm looking at are longer videos, right, Monty? Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
But if there would be a way to try to compact them into a short video that I could watch multiple times, that's the YouTube channel I want, Bruce, Monty.
Yes.
I want those guys to make that channel.
Is the Tasty one slim high speed? Like they sped it up to make it fast?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
Like they throw in the butter and then you see the butter melting and then you know,
I get
all that.
It. Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And you can pause it to go keep up if you need to or whatever. It's pretty great.
Monty, is that even a possible thing you could do with the fix it?
I think so, yeah. Just a high speed video or, you know, just a stop motion.
Yeah. Right.
Time lapse. That's
and it would also be great if Bruce could throw in some of his funny one-liners.
Yeah,
while
that's
doing
I was gonna say. The thing about Bruce, why he would be great on YouTube, is because he would be likable. The video I watched the other day, I watched two different videos of the guy trying to change the battery, and the first guy was just boring, and I didn't, and he was slow, and I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
So I went to this other guy. He was just like the most basic dude, but he was killing me because he was like, "Oh man." In the background, his kid was yelling. He's like, hang on, y'all. I got to pause this video. My kid's on the toilet pooping, and I got to go get it. And so he went and did that, and he came back.
I'm all right
with
that guy.
All right, I'm back. And I was like, okay, this guy is awesome. This is just the everyday dad who's just happened to be recording how to get the battery out.
Worst video I've ever seen was, like, I think I was trying to get apart the like the little hydraulic tube on the latch on the back of the Yukon.
Oh.
And a guy was a guy, he cut out the part that I needed. Like,
no.
like, just take this part off. And I'm like, well, yeah, well, why, whoa, whoa.
How did you do
like,
that?
Like, don't just say that.
You just missed the most important part.
Guys, break it down for those of us who don't know. Yes, Monty.
Have you ever had it where you watch the video and you just go, that is a ridiculous amount of work to do with this little task?
Oh, yeah.
And so you just find a shortcut, your own shortcut, and like, forget it. I'm just cutting this piece out.
I don't know that I've ever done that. I have.
I actually did that. I was like, because I watched it, and I literally had to take the entire front of the car off to get this one little part out.
Yeah.
I'm like, forget it. And I just cut the shroud. And I was just like, I'm just taking the shroud out.
Slim, remember that time you cut the shroud?
Oh, without a doubt. Did it yesterday.
Man, that'll get you.
I had to get through the snow to get to them. But.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't even find the shroud. And then when I got it, I was like, whoa, I'm cutting that.
Yeah, well, I did it.
I hope you're not making me say something I'm not supposed to say.
No, you're fine.
Okay. Bruce, you ever cut the shroud?
I have not had to cut the shroud.
He knows what I'm talking about.
Hey there, you sound like you're from Minnesota when you do that
cutting
there.
The shroud.
Gosh darn it, we went over there to Fargo. Through the snow. The snow was so gosh darn deep there, all the way up to the backside, and then we had to cut the shroud to get out of there. I mean, you know what I'm saying, Derek.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Okay.
I went ahead and cut the
shroud. I don't know that I've ever watched a YouTube video, and then after watching it, said the heck with it, and decided to do my own by just cutting
I said
something.
The heck with it and called somebody.
Yeah, right.
No, I did. I just, like, I'm not going to do that.
Well, you're a better man than I am. Probably because if you mess it up, you'll be able to fix it. I'm not in that ballpark.
I did the thing one time with the washing machine where... that was the dryer, I believe. Either way, it was the man. I did the thing where it was like a 13-minute video.
Whoa.
And so I just did the thing where you scroll towards like the 10-minute mark and then pick it up to see what it's like. And I get to the 10-minute mark, and the entire machine is a part. He has like seven hundred
pieces.
Is out laying on the ground, and I go, nope, I'm calling somebody. I don't even need to watch it. That is
Let me skip
call.
Ahead here and find out if this is going to be worth it.
You know, that is 100% legit.
That's great. Because
I mean, you're like, no, I'm not going to take all that off.
No, yeah. I was like, if it's just a fun little, you know, get behind something, take it out. Okay, cool.
But squeeze this and turn this.
You guys could be internet sensations. I'm telling you right now.
You could.
Yeah, the Fix-It fellas.
When Warren retires, it's really something we could do. And I'm not going to lie to you. You could probably make some money off it.
Really?
I don't know.
At least for beer money.
For real.
Beer money.
That's plenty.
Here's the Fix-It fellas. We'll film it. You guys just be you, and Warren will be like laughing, and you know, singing. You guys will be slapping each other, and it'll be fun.
We have an unlimited supply of suggestions for the audience.
Okay,
can we do a Fix-It video on, you know, putting up a fence hinge?
Right.
You know, and just
who? Oh, a fence door. Slim, you could they could put up a fence door for you.
I would love a fence door, which, speaking of, Bruce, I'm going to have to get some help putting up a fence this summer.
What kind of fence are you going to put up?
I believe it's a vinyl one. They're real cheap.
Yeah, they're very cheap. Yes, they are not.
Isn't home warning great?
It's my favorite.
Fix that peat trap.
Fix the peat trap.
I know, and Slim has the worst situation, too, because I was like, oh, the good news is, Slim, though, wherever it's not finished yet, you can try to get the neighbor to pay for half of it.
Oh, the fence? Oh, see? Oh, yeah.
Oh, but he's on a corner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. There's less property line on that corner.
Me in the city.
You in the city can flip that fence 50-50.
Yeah. Give him a call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that we work with you on that.
Hello, Mayor? Yeah. Sean. Hey, look. Got a great idea for you. Vinyl fencing, almost free. My buddy Bruce and the Fix-It fellas will come over and put it up. Think
Fix-It
money
fellas.
Come on, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
It'd be awesome.
We'll give them a good deal.
Fix-It fellas.
Kevin, and Slim in the morning.
Oh,
the
man.
Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
May not be straight.
Summer, right? Yeah. It's crookedest fence ever. Summer songs. Here's Keith Urban.